Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there were three bears, Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and their baby bear, who lived together in a neat little house of their own, deep in the woods. One morning, Baby Bear awoke to the delicious smell of porridge. But when he went to the table, Mama Bear told him, "It's too hot, dear. You'll have to wait." Papa Bear suggested,
"Perhaps we could go for a walk in the woods while it's cooling."
Mama Bear agreed, and the three set out into the misty woods. A little girl was also walking through the woods that morning. Everyone in the village called her Goldilocks because she was proud of her long blonde hair that she kept carefully styled just so. Her mother had told her not to go into the woods alone. It frightened her mother to think of the little girl out there by herself. But Goldilocks cared nothing for her mother's worries. She was a thoughtless girl and always did as she pleased. When she came upon the bear's cottage, she became curious. She knocked on the door and walked right in, calling, "Hello, is anyone here?" She heard no answer, but smelled the delicious porridge cooling on the table. Her tummy rumbled as she looked down at the porridge, and since she always did what she pleased, she grabbed a spoon and stuck it into the largest bowl on the table. She shoved a great spoonful into her mouth, but immediately spit it out. "Ah, too hot!" She took the middle-sized bowl and spooned a great glob of porridge into her mouth, but she let the glob slide right back out of her mouth onto the table. "Ew, too cold." She took her spoon to the last bowl. She tried a bite and smiled. "Just right." Because it was a small bowl, she ate it all up. All of that eating made her feel heavy, so she found a place to sit. Since she always did as she pleased, she hopped right up into the largest chair. But she came down onto a terribly uncomfortable seat. "Ow! Too hard." So she moved to the middle-sized chair. She hopped right up and came down into a seat so fluffy it almost swallowed her up. She crawled out of the chair. "Whew! Too soft." Then she hopped into the smallest chair. "Not too hard, not too soft, just right." She settled down into the chair, rocking it onto its back legs. But the little legs of the small chair couldn't hold the weight, and she went crashing down backwards. The chair broke into bits. Goldilocks still wanted a rest. Since she always did what she pleased, she walked right over to the bedroom and hopped onto the biggest bed. But when she looked over the edge, she was afraid she would fall. "Too high," she announced, and slid carefully off the bed. She went to the medium-sized bed, but as she stretched out, she could see under the tall bed. A spider crawled across the floor. "Too low," she announced, and bounced off the bed. She went to the smallest bed by the window. It was easy to sit on, and was well off the floor away from the spider. She snuggled down into the covers and murmured, "Just right." Soon she was fast asleep. By this time, the three bears had returned from their walk. They hungrily sat down to the table. Papa Bear noticed a mess around his bowl and said, "Someone has been eating my porridge." Mama Bear saw the lump of porridge beside her bowl and agreed, "Someone has been eating my porridge too." Baby Bear looked into his bowl and cried, "Someone has been eating my porridge, and it's all gone." Upon this, the three bears saw their chairs. Up jumped Papa Bear, who straightened his chair and claimed, "Somebody has been sitting in my chair." Mama Bear fluffed the cushion on her chair and agreed, "Somebody has been sitting in my chair too." Baby Bear went to the broken pieces of his chair and cried, "Somebody has been sitting in my chair, and it's all broken." Then the three bears went into the bedroom. Papa Bear saw his covers rumpled and said,
Somebody has been lying in my bed.
Mama Bear straightened her blankets and said, Somebody has been lying in my bed, too. Baby Bear went to his bed and yelled, Somebody's been lying in my bed, and she's still there. With all the noise, Goldilocks woke, face to face with three bears. She jumped out of the bed with a scream and ran to the window. Out the window she jumped and ran through the woods until she could hear her mother's voice calling. When she arrived, her mother scolded her for going into the woods alone. Goldilocks looked at her mother's worried face and swore she would never again be thoughtless. The end.